This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Flares and explosions could be seen lighting up the night sky over Gaza Strip on Friday as Israeli forces continued to strike the embattled enclave. The Israeli military hit Rafah and southern Gaza twice overnight, according to residents, as the United Nations officials warned there are no safe places left in the besieged territory. The fighting in Gaza's second-largest city is blocking much-needed aid from the civilian population. The AP's Karen Chavez has that part of the story.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said in a letter to the 15-member council that Gaza's humanitarian system was at risk of collapse after 2 months of war. Guterres invoked Article 99 of the UN Charter, which says the Secretary General may inform the Council of matters he believes threaten international peace and security. His spokesperson, Stefan Dujarric, said in a news conference,
"The Secretary General urges the members of the Security Council to press to avert a humanitarian catastrophe, and he appeals for a humanitarian ceasefire to be declared."
The 22-nation Arab group at the UN has strongly backed a ceasefire, but the United States, Israel's closest ally, has veto power in the Security Council and has not supported a ceasefire. I'm Karen Chamas.
The White House said on Thursday that Israel and Hamas are not close to another deal on a new humanitarian pause in their ongoing conflict. White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby told reporters that hostages' families continue to be a terrific source of information, even as he had no new news regarding their release.
"We're still trying to get as much information as we can about the hostages that are being held. We have some information, as I said before, on some of the hostages because their families are talking to us, and that's been a terrific source of information and context."
John Kirby. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Here in the U.S., we'll have this story. Hunter Biden, the president's son, has been indicted on 9 charges in the western state of California, adding to the gun charges in special counsel's investigation. The AP's Norman Hall has that story.
The new charges, 3 felonies and 6 misdemeanors, come in addition to federal firearms charges in Delaware alleging Hunter Biden broke a law against drug users having guns in 2018. He had been previously expected to plead guilty to misdemeanor tax charges as part of a plea deal with prosecutors who said he failed to pay taxes on $4 million in personal income in 2017 and 2018. Congressional Republicans have also pursued an impeachment inquiry into President Biden, claiming he was engaged in an influence peddling scheme with his son. The House is expected to vote next week on formally authorizing the inquiry. I'm Norman Hall.
A man fired a shotgun twice outside a Jewish temple in the state of New York Thursday, hours before the start of Hanukkah, then said "Free Palestine" as he was taken into custody, according to police. No one was hurt. Governor Kathy Hochul spoke to reporters after the shooting.
"Any act of anti-Semitism is unacceptable and undermining the public safety at our synagogue the first night of Hanukkah is even more deplorable."
The episode took place amid rising fears of anti-Semitism worldwide and fallout from Israel's intensifying war in Gaza, which faces heightened criticism for the mounting Palestinian death toll. Here in the U.S., in the state of Nevada, police say 3 victims in a deadly shooting at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, were faculty members. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The gunman, shot and killed by police, was a longtime business professor, Anthony Polito. Clark County Sheriff Kevin McMahill says they're still working on a motive.
"We know he applied numerous times for a job with several Nevada higher education institutions and was denied each time."
McMahill says Polito was struggling financially. There was an eviction notice found at his home.
"The suspect had a list of people he was seeking on a university campus."
Polito also mailed letters to various universities with no return address. They were intercepted.
"The first letter that we opened had a unknown white powder substance in it. Our armor unit and detectives are out currently processing those envelopes."
Audio from KTNV. McMahill says the weapon used was bought legally last year. I'm Ed Donahue.
Former President Donald Trump is appealing a ruling that found he is not immune from criminal prosecution over his efforts to overturn the 2020 election. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.